Good day to you. Over the next couple of days, I'll be catching up on some thoughts here on Isaiah, some of previous week's readings, and into early part of this week. And so this first one is on Isaiah chapter 19. Number one, dealing this chapter is dealing with Egypt. Many relied on Egypt for help against the mighty Assyrian Empire, and yet in this chapter, the Lord will afflict Egypt and hand the Egyptians over to a cruel master. Verse 4 says that. In history, Assyria's king Esarhaddon came and conquered Egypt with great ease about 30 years or 30, 40 years after the time of Isaiah in 670. And so Egypt is going to fall. And that's the first 10 verses. Really talking about that. But number two, the prophecy of judgment against Egypt will conclude in a surprising way. The promise with promise of blessing in verses 16 through 25. The Lord is not is will not just strike j against Egypt, but he will also heal. Verse 22 says they will return to the Lord and he will hear their prayer and he will hear them. However, if they don't take God's word of judgment seriously, then there's no repentance and no healing. Majority of Egypt did not come to faith, but and yet those who take seriously the judgment and receive God's promise of salvation and blessing, Isaiah talks about five cities, a small number relatively in Egypt. And through a savior and champion, the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians. And on that day, the Egyptians will know the Lord is God. Verses 21 and 20, 20 and 21. If someone rejects God's word of judgment, that law which condemns all sin, and then the gospel, the promise of undeserved grace and salvation, does not kindle trust in the Lord. And these verses really bear witness to that. That God works through both judgment and mercy, both law and gospel. And so, but those who cling to God's promise of salvation and will express their faith, in verse 19, it says, by raising an altar to the Lord in the center of the land of Egypt and a memorial pillar to the Lord at its borders. This really illustrates that the Lord has stretched out his hand beyond the borders of Israel. And that leads to my number three on Isaiah chapter 19. Egypt and Assyria are representative of the pagan world, which is often hostile to God and his kingdom. And yet, when faith is kindled in Egyptians and Assyrians and the hearts of other pagan peoples, they become just as much God's people and his handiwork as Israel. And the Lord will say of them, of Egypt, my people, verse 25. Verse 25, blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. Those terms had special meanings, and usually they applied only to Israel in the Old Testament. And yet we're so used to these terms only referring to Israel that our jaws maybe drop over their application. And yet, what is the big change? A reason for this big change? The gospel grants people rebirth, even outside of Israel, the Lord's inheritance. Believers, regardless of race or nation, are through this rebirth a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people that belongs to God. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. And so we rest on that. That includes us. We are not a blood Israel, and yet we have believed God's promises, and we are blessed as his inheritance of the Lord and his people. May the Lord bless and keep you. Stay tuned today for another one, Isaiah chapters 20 and 21.